Is this going to take long?
I don't know, lady.
Excuse me, will this take long?
I really couldn't say, Miss...
Kenton, Arlene Kenton.
How do you do? I'm Captain Miller.
How do you do?
This is William New.
New?
He doesn't speak English.
Oh, what happened?
It was a traffic accident. Two Mercedes. He crashed his into hers.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, Varner, I don't believe he owns the car because it's registered to the Burmese delegation.
Oh, no, the UN. Man could be an ambassador for all I know. Bear with us, Mr. New. Won't you get on the phone to the delegation and see what you
can find? See if they have insurance.
He'll check on everything.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
You do speak English?
Yes, sir.
He didn't to me.
He made me nervous.
Just this way.
You're with the Burmese delegation?
Yes.
Diplomat?
Domestic.
Yes, 12th precinct. Thank you. You weren't in yet, so I left a message.
Hi, Mr. New, you want to have a seat? You'll have to give some further information to Sergeant Wojciechowicz.
Captain, I really have to be out of here by noon to meet a client.
Are you an attorney?
No, investment counselor. Stocks, bonds, a commercial real estate, precious gems.
Miss Kenton, wouldn't you like to have a seat over here, please?
Sergeant Harris will be happy to help you.
I really am in a hurry.
He's our fastest worker.
Good.
Occupation domestic, right?
Right.
And the name of your employer? The man who pays your salary?
Salary?
The name of the man you work for.
Oh, Mr. Philip Azari.
See, that's the guy who pays your salary.
No, a salary is not necessary. I am his property.
You mean he owns you?
Yes.
That's slavery, right?
You want to feel this one?
Saying that you are owned by Mr.
Azari.
Mr. Azari?
Yes.
How long have you been involved in this situation?
102 years. You see, my grandfather became indebted to Mr. Azari's family at an early age. He passed the debt on to my father and he on to me.
Sounds like a classic case of debt bondage.
Debt bondage?
Well, that's an ancient form of loan sharking. What happens is a man borrows money and then he attempts to pay it back in physical labor. But the way the system is set up, the obligation just keeps increasing and the debt passes on from one generation to another.
This stinks. Wasn't my idea.
Sorry, I'm gonna go get it, sorry.
Let's call the delegation and request Mr. Azari's presence.
Oh, that's good.
Morning, Bonnie.
Oh, Inspector. Well, how dapper we look.
Just buried Brownie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Guess not. Mr. Lovely service, Barney.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, the old inspector, you know, give a nice little eulogy. Then the padre mumbled a few things in Latin. And the organ played. I'll take Manhattan. Barney's favorite.
Nice tune.
I'll take Manhattan. Good one. And, of course, we had the viewing of the corpse.
Oh, well, it's not necessary.
No. He looked great, Barney. Very natural, you know? First time in 10 years I seen him without that plastic tube stuck up his...
Look, son of it. Look,
no, it's
tough.
It's too hard.
Barney, maybe I'm going to take you into your office.
Hello, William.
Your coat, Mr. Azari.
Hey, you don't have to do that here. There's no need, William. We won't be staying.
Well, I wouldn't bet the ranch on that.
Did I tell you, Juan? They're calling me in next week for a career conference. You know what that means, don't you? Huh? Trying to put the old screws to me. Trying to force me into early retirement.
Well, that's not necessarily true, Inspector.
But I forced her. Forster had the right idea, remember? Got blown up in his car, 42 years old. Nobody ever had to tell him when to hang it up. Remember the funeral, Barney? Every cop in New York was there. The commissioner, the mayor.
Very impressive.
They buried his badge in a little box.
Excuse me, West. The UN is here.
Oh, I'll be right back, Inspector.
I'm Captain Miller.
Lance Parks, UN diplomatic liaison. And this is Mr. Philip Azari, agricultural consultant for the Burmese delegation.
Mr. Azari, how do you do?
Very well, thank you. I understand there's a small problem with a traffic mishap.
Oh, please.
I'm afraid there are some complications.
Oh.
Such as driving without a license, leaving the scene of an accident,
slavery.
Slavery, thank you.
As regards the first 2 points, we claim diplomatic immunity. As for the last, we don't know what you're talking about.
Mr. Azari, according to Mr. New here, he is owned by you. Is that an accurate statement?
William is my employee. He is under my supervision. William is...
No employee. This man is free. You are free. Sit down. And you may as well have a seat, too.
Harris.
Captain, now this will result in a strongest protest.
Who cares?
Whoa, Joe.
Well, sure, well, who cares?
No, we can wheel work sometimes.
Oh, just stop shouting!
It's not exactly a typical fender bender.
Captain, I believe I can clarify this matter.
Please.
William is in my employ as a result of a debt incurred, which he is voluntarily working off. But in no sense of the word is he a slave. Isn't that so, William?
Okay. Can I have a word privately?
Would you have a seat, Mr. Azari?
Very well.
We will do everything in our power to see that Mr. Azari is as comfortable as possible, won't we?
This way, Mr. Fox.
Coffee.
No, thank you. Inspector, I'm sorry.
You said you'd be right back, Bob.
We have had some problems come up.
Oh? Hiya.
Oh,
Inspector Frank Luger, NYPD.
Lance Parks, United Nations liaison.
like your building.
Thank you.
Well, we have some things to discuss.
Oh, okay. We can find someplace else to sit. There's a wooden bench downstairs in the men's room. You win, huh?
Right.
You ever meet Danny Kaye?
No.
Nice talking to you.
Inspector.
Understand we got a little problem international now here, huh?
Seems so.
You are asking me to ignore a case of slavery in my precinct.
Wait, let's not call this slavery. That's a very loaded term.
Got a better suggestion?
Captain, I have already told you Mr. Azari enjoys complete diplomatic immunity. Now, let's face it, any further pursuit of this matter is only going to result in acute embarrassment for you, the police department, U.S. government, and myself.
I am perfectly aware of the consequences.
All right, then you understand there's absolutely nothing you can do.
Yes.
All right, good.
Don't you want to be able to do anything you want without having to get somebody else's permission first?
Can you do anything you want?
Why, sure.
Fly?
Well, no, I can't fly.
Neither can I.
Look, man, I'm talking about having some control over your life.
And that's what freedom will give me?
Sure. I mean, if you're free, you can quit a job if you don't like it. You can move to another place if you want to. Go out and buy yourself a new suit if you feel like it.
And if I don't have enough money for a new suit?
You can get credit.
That is how my problem started.
Man, just try and free some people.
Captain, I assume everything has been clarified?
Yes, Mr. Azari.
So we are free to go?
Yes.
What?
Mr. New, you're released as well.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Well, why?
Why? Because we do not have jurisdiction, that's why.
But aren't we holding him?
You know we are not holding him.
Oh, sure. What we got to base it on? The Bill of Rights, the Emancipation Proclamation?
Harris.
Flimsy.
Harris, that's enough.
Barn, what about the accident?
What about the accident?
As we have already said, that is covered by diplomatic privilege. We're going now, William.
Just hold it a minute.
Whoa, Joe, that is enough.
Barn, the man isn't insured.
It's not required.
Oh, yeah? Well, check this out.
Diplomatic Relations Act. It was passed last year.
And?
And, let me get to the good part. Here. The president shall establish liability insurance requirements to be met by each mission, members of the mission and their families, and individuals described in Section 12 of the Convention on Privileges and Immunities relating to the risks arising from the operation in the United States of any motor vehicle, vessel, or aircraft. And you are not covered, buddy. Ridiculous. Captain, I can't believe you would pursue such piddling matter.
It's a question of jurisdiction.
It's up to Sergeant Wojciechowicz now.
So, I take it you intend to harass and inconvenience me as much as possible?
You got it.
What Sergeant Wojciechowicz means is...
Set him free.
That is not a problem. If you wish to assume his debt.
How much is it?
$14,000.
For him?
I see. Words are easier than action. Anyone else wish to liberate Mr. New?
I'll give you $2,500.
Please.
That's a good faith offer. Let's hear a counter.
$12,500.
$3,000.
Wait a minute. This is ridiculous. You don't stand around haggling over the price of a human being.
Mr. New?
Mr. New, you have been strangely silent during this whole thing. Do you have any opinions, one way or the other?
That is difficult to say. There are other things to consider.
What William is thinking is that the standard of living he now enjoys is considerably higher than that of many others in Burma who are free.
Oh, William, you need more than material things to be happy.
Please, miss, no one has asked for your opinion.
I mean, there's personal fulfillment, love, intimacy.
Would you shut up?
You shut up.
Beautiful, just beautiful.
You do not own this lady.
So, Mr. New?
I have been with Mr. Azhari all my life, with enough to eat, a place to sleep. I think I would like to try something different.
Great.
Now what?
What was the last bid?
3,000.
Thank you.
Got nothing else to do.
3,500, take it or leave it.
10,000.
Wait a minute.
Mrs. Azhari, can I speak to you privately? Sticky situation.
Indeed.
Yeah. I mean, with this insurance mess and a public relations standpoint, I mean, if it ever got in the papers. And you know, from a pragmatic point of view, there's nothing worse than a servant who's tasted freedom. I mean, next thing you know, they're questioning orders, sloughing off duties, talking back.
Yes, I've noticed that.
Pretty well ruins them. And when you think about it, if he don't want to go with you, he don't have to.
Very well. If it will settle this bloody situation, I will forgive the debt.
Hey, how about that?
You're free.
Oh?
Good day, Captain.
Mr. Azhari.
Goodbye, Mr. Azhari.
Bye, William.
Oh, Mr. Parks. Mr. Parks, Mr. New is going to need another visa. I was wondering...
Oh, no. See, I'm with the UN, and he's going to have to go directly to immigration.
I understand that. I thought possibly you could use your influence...
At immigration?
Yes.
Oh, they're crazy over there. Best of luck to you.
Well, you're free to go.
Where?
Wherever you want. So you're free. Now no one can tell you where to go or what to do.
Oh.
Well, Miss Kenton, I'd really like to thank you for what you did back there. I mean, the bidding business.
I enjoy a good tussle.
You know, I was thinking, now that Mr. New is available at no initial cost, I mean, someone as busy as you might need some help to take care of the house.
I have a Filipino. goodbye, William. As I'm sure everything's going to turn out just fine. I mean, remember, this is America. And anything is possible in America. Oh, listen, I gotta go or I'll never get a cab.
Well, there are always social agencies.
It's okay. I have some friends here, Captain.
We don't want to just toss you out in the street.
Please. It was my decision. I have no regrets.
Good luck.
Sergeant Harris, I'm very grateful.
Hey, you would have done the same for me.
Sergeant Wojo Huit?
Yeah, take care of yourself. We're usually here.
Captain?
Mr. New.
I'm in your debt forever.
Hey, it's nothing.
Come on, Inspector.
So you got rid of them Burmese cats, huh, buddy? Just downstairs ironing out a few administrative problems. You know, putting a little light under the uniforms. Just doing my job, Bonnie. Well, I still got it.
Inspector.
No. You want to know something, Bonnie? They could call me in tomorrow and say, Frank Luger, get out. And it wouldn't bother me at all. Because I've had the privilege and the pleasure of working with and leading men of such high caliber. You guys are the best.
Thanks, Inspector.
Right?
Right.
Oh,
right,
yes,
right.
Inspector.
I mean, being kicked off the force, it ain't the end of the world, Barney. There's still a lot of good stuff I could do.
Certainly.
Yeah, open up a liquor store. Maybe start a wine ranch. I'm a cop, Barney.
And a man of your vast expertise and long experience in criminal investigation should put that to use when you retire. Do something where you can pass that knowledge along to others. Teach others what you've learned.
Forget it, Barney. I'd rather open up a liquor store.
Don't watch TV lying down. So why get stuck with old-fashioned horizontal programming that makes you wait a whole day between episodes? Watch Vertivision Wednesdays on TV Land. This Wednesday, you get 8 great Andy Griffith episodes starting at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, right here on TV Land.